First, about 40 minutes ago, we did the segment on Nolan Ryan versus Robin Ventura and the story behind the fight, the three-year battle between the Rangers and White Sox that led to that memorable moment. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Rangers president himself from Surprise, Arizona. It's the great Nolan Ryan. Morning, Nolan.
Hey, Nolan.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Well, we appreciate the time. We just thought maybe we'd catch up with you, and as we were talking about you versus Robin Ventura, just get your thoughts on that moment.
Well, there's even more to that story than I heard you guys reporting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Well, Robin Ventura had been poaching on my land for about a year before then.
Really?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. He'd gotten in there and darn near cleaned out my quail. And and also taking $3 off my land, and we're a $2 county, so...
Oh, man.
Conflict ran pretty deep.
I guess so.
So, you know, it kind of culminated there when he charged a man. I popped him a few, but I still haven't forgotten, and I'm still looking for him and stalking him when I get the chance.
Still?
Stalking him?
Oh, yeah. There have been more than a few nights when he woke up with me standing over him in full Geronimo gear with a spear pressed to his throat.
Just to let him know you're still there, huh?
And just to kind of remind him, you know, it's not been forgotten. And I like to intimidate him in that. And I set up a deer blind right outside his front door last year. And every day when he'd go to work, he'd see my camouflage painted eyes cutting back and forth from behind the compound.
Oh, I bet it made him nervous.
Poison tipped arrows on it.
Whoa.
And this last week I chased him through a city park.
Really? Robin Ventura?
Yeah, he was on foot and I was bareback on a paint horse with a jack-o'-lantern on my head.
Just to scare him a little bit.
Give him a little scare.
Man, I had no idea that feud still continued. Well, how are the Rangers looking out there in Surprise?
Well, we're looking all right. You know, I've enjoyed being out here in Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here eating a mess of gecko sausage and
gross
rattlesnake egg omelet. But
still living off the land out there, are you?
The land. But priority one this season, I think, is to get a roof over Ron Washington's head.
Stop it with that.
Get 3 squares a day in his belly.
Well, I think that's fine. I think he's taken care of.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if I could, and are we on here now?
Yeah. Yes.
I'd like to promote a charity we got. It's called FOR, F-O-R, mm-hmm. Friends of Ron. We're trying to raise enough money to build Ron a Habitat for Humanity house.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world?
I think he deserves it. He's been working hard. He's taking his job training courses seriously.
Had a winning record last year.
Got his GED. So maybe.
Gosh. It's good to know you're looking out for him.
That's good to know, isn't it?
You looking out for the young pitchers out there? You see any you like or anything?
You know, we got some that I like. You know, these pitchers are always wanting to get advice from me in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I give the same advice to them I give all my young players.
What's that?
Don't breed your coon dogs when the moon is full because it'll make them pups crazy. All right,
like,
Dan.
That sounds okay. Like solid advice. We'll
all
see
right.
You, Nolan.
I'll take care.
There he is, Nolan Ryan. Joining us from Surprise here.
Nolan,
he's gone.
What, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just going to talk to him a little bit. But that's okay.
Well, maybe next time you can talk to him.
Sure.
All right, it's 8:40.